Is it right to bring religious reliefs into politics when making decisions for the whole of society? The new health minister, the DUP's Jim Wells, says his faith will play a key role when making policy on big issues like abortion. The DUP MLA told the BBC yesterday he will not accept the extension of the UK's 1967 Abortion Act to Northern Ireland. He said he would always stand by the rights of the unborn child and said he opposed abortion on demand. So, here's a question. Should religion be left at the door of Stormont by politicians, or is he right to stand up for what he believes in? Let's hear some of what Jim Wells had to say to BBC Newsline last night.
I'm not one of these people that leaves my personal views at the door of the Assembly. But obviously I'm here to do what's best for Northern Ireland. But I also believe, for instance, that protecting the unborn child, supporting the concept of marriage, I think things like that are actually best for society, as well as my own personal views. So I don't think there's any ultimate conflict between the two. I think you have to do what's best for everyone, but not abandon principles which I and so many other people in this province hold dear.
Well, the commentator Jude Collins with me this morning. Morning, Jude.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. I'm Brian McClinton from the Humanist Society of Northern Ireland. Morning, Brian.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. Should they be leaving their views at the door, Jude, or is it part of who they are and therefore they're entitled to bring their religion into politics?
Well, I think it's the second, obviously, Stephen. I mean, everybody carries central beliefs or values into the job, whether they're a teacher or a plumber or a brain surgeon or a broadcaster. I mean, many of our laws originate in religious belief, like, for example, murder or theft, but not all of them do. For example, it's against many people's religious beliefs, fornication or worshipping graven images, but the law will allow you, Stephen, to go home this evening and worship any graven image that you want to. So it is natural that people would have a set of beliefs. Even they were an agnostic, even they were an atheist, they still would have beliefs about what is right and wrong. And it would be ridiculous that they should park those and suddenly become a different person when they walk in the door. The problem with this is that abortion is such an emotive issue. That's what has got people going. If it was not something so controversial as abortion, I don't think Jim Wells or anybody else bringing the beliefs that they have into politics or whatever their job might be would be a matter for discussion.
Brian McClinton?
Yeah, I think that living in a country like Ireland where religion and politics have mixed for hundreds of years to the detriment of politics would make us very wary of mixing the two. I have to say that, people have to be honest about their beliefs, but the problem is that the nature of the beliefs, if the beliefs are dogmatic, as indeed they are in the DUP and Free Presbyterianism, and indeed in the kind of reactionary Catholic church beliefs that we have in Northern Ireland, then that's where the danger lies. And you can see it taken to in a more extreme, which one of your earlier listeners mentioned, when in fact people do awful things in the name of Islam. It's the nature of the belief, I think, Jude, rather than the belief itself. Of course, people can't keep their beliefs out of their politics. I mean, it would be like asking a socialist to keep his beliefs out of his politics, or a liberal or a conservative.
The issue, surely, Jude Collins, is that Jim Wells and any other minister, they need to be a minister for everyone, not just a minister for those people that share their Christian beliefs.
That's right. And they must be ready to accept whatever the democratic will is. The fact that they have a belief and they want to uphold it and they want to act on it as politicians, that's fine. But they must accept the fact that not everybody who's voted into the Assembly has the same views.
But it's what's right for the country, surely, Jude, not what God thinks is right.
Oh, yes, of course. I'm agreeing with you. Absolutely. I don't think Jim Wells, for example, is trying to bring in all his religious beliefs into politics. I don't think he's... I assume he's saying he goes to church on a Sunday, right? He's not going to pass a law that says everybody must attend his church on a Sunday. So it's very carefully selected items that he believes are so core to his values that he's going to try to establish in law. If he is defeated in doing that, he must accept the democratic will. I think he's entitled, as anyone is entitled, whether they're, as I say, an agnostic, an atheist, or anything else, they're entitled to put in place or attempt to put in place their views as a legislator.
Dominic.
And accept the democratic will.
Dominic's calling us. Morning, Dominic.
Hello, Stephen. I would disagree with you. I honestly think when you're voted in, as a politician, to you know, legislate on behalf of every citizen who votes in. Now, I think your religious beliefs should be left at the door. And I mean, earlier on, a caller made a comparison with ISIS. Right? That's the danger of having politics, you know, intermingled with fundamental religious beliefs.
I think that's an absurd example, with all respect. I mean, that so patently is an evil act that I can't think of any Christian or anybody, again, once again, agnostic or atheist, who would say that's a good act. Once again, I repeat, Jim Wales, as I understand it, isn't attempting to bring in all his religious beliefs. He just simply wants to act on this belief because he believes it's so central to the values he holds.
Yes, but Jude, it's not only abortion. He's also mentioned marriage as well. So, there are two beliefs. And in fact, if you go back to the history of the DUP, you'll find, in fact, of course, under Paisleyism, we had a very anti-Catholic philosophy which was imposed on the society here as well through the laws.
I don't think actually that it was.
Well, he was anti the Catholic religion rather than anti Catholics individually, actually, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, of course it was, yes. But
I'm trying to think what was the law that was passed against Catholics during the Stormont regime up to 72.
Well,
I don't think it was laws. I think it was.
There was a discrimination against Catholics.
Yes, but
anybody knows that. Jude,
for goodness
sake, we had a Puritan state in Northern Ireland dominated by a very narrow reactionary Protestantism, just as in the South you had a very reactionary Catholicism dominating the state. So it's the kind of religion you want a more liberal, more sceptical religion rather than a dogmatic religion.
No, I don't
want any religion.
Sceptical religion. I think you need anybody who's a mature person of religious belief should be a thoughtful person of religion. They think about the religion and they make decisions.
All right,
they don't act as automatons.
All right, we're going to leave it there. Jude Collins, Bram McClinton, thank you.